This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. World chess champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be honoured with the prestigious Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna Award. The award is given for the spectacular and most outstanding performance in the field of sports by a sportsperson over the past 4 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025, the largest mobility expo in India, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. This vision aims to foster collaboration and innovation across the automotive and mobility sector, emphasizing sustainable and cutting-edge technological advancements. Our correspondent reports that the expo aims to unite the entire mobility value chain under one umbrella. President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam held in wide-ranging discussions with President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi last evening. The talks focused on further strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership between India and Singapore. President Murmu highlighted that Singapore is a key pillar of India's Act East policy and its vision for the Indo-Pacific. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also met with President Shanmugaratnam, where they extensively reviewed the bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. The President of Singapore is on a 5-day visit to India, marking his first visit to the country in his capacity as the President. He will visit Odisha for 2 days starting today. Today is the last day to file nominations for the Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 841 nominations have been filed so far. The nomination process began on the 10th of this month, while candidates can withdraw their nominations until Monday. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month, with the counting of votes scheduled for 8th February. The BJP will contest 68 out of the 70 seats in the Delhi Assembly elections. BJP has left the remaining 2 seats for its National Democratic Alliance constituents, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas. Speaking to the media yesterday, BJP National Secretary Arun Singh announced that Janata Dal United will field a candidate from the Burari Assembly seat, while the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, will contest from the Dioli seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories tomorrow via video conferencing. The scheme, launched by the Prime Minister, aims to enhance the economic development of rural India by providing a record of rights to households through advanced drone technology for surveying. Over 7 crore pilgrims have taken a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj in just 6 days, from 11th of this month to yesterday, during the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela. The Sangam is witnessing a remarkable display of devotion and faith, with saints, kalpvasis and devotees gathering in large numbers for the sacred dip. Yesterday alone, more than 30 lakh devotees bathed in the holy waters, seeking virtue and divine blessings. After the successful completion of Paush Purnima and Makar Sankranti, the Uttar Pradesh government has now shifted its complete focus to the preparations for the upcoming Amrit Snan on Mauni Amavasya on 29th of this month. To strengthen the arrangements, Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and Uttar Pradesh DGP Prashant Kumar conducted a visit to the Mahakumbh area at Prayagraj and chaired a high-level review meeting. In the Women's Hockey India League, Odisha Warriors triumphed over Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers 3-2 in a penalty shootout after their match ended 1-1 in regulation time in Ranchi last night. Baljeet Kaur scored for Odisha Warriors, while Beauty Dung Dung netted the equalizer for Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers. In the Men's Hockey India League, Kalinga Lancers defeated Delhi SG Pipers 5-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. Nicholas Bandurak, Arthur Van Doren and Gur Sahibjit Singh each scored 1 goal, while Thierry Brinkman netted 2 goals for Kalinga Lancers. Corey Weir scored the only goal for the Pipers. With their third win, Kalinga Lancers moved up to the third place, while the Pipers remained at the bottom of the standings, suffering their 6th consecutive defeat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.